everybody. Thank you for joining us here on the Happy Cast. Happy Cast, of course, is your number one source for the things that make you happy, the things that bum you out, and everything in between. I am Brian, and joining me is this guy over here, Ben. What's up, Ben?
Brian, we're not podcasting today.
It's Monday. We always do podcast on Monday. It's tradition.
Do you not see all these people in the room? All your friends?
I see some people. I thought it was a live audience. I thought we were trying something new. Although, I mean, I do realize, is that Howard Dean over there? Is that my old high school chum, Howard Dean? Howard, how have you been?
All these people are here because they're concerned about you and your drinking habits. Specifically, all of the spew you've had recently.
I mean, I don't think I've had that much. Just, you know, about 7 cans a day. It's got all my daily vitamins, A, K, B, B, B12 through B52.
Okay, yeah, well, it doesn't actually have all those. The FDA has just taken them off the market, and you've had way too much to drink. You've been drinking it for over a year now, ever since we got our first case back in September 23rd, 2013. You can't drink it that much. That's why we stopped podcasting for a while. I couldn't handle you while you were on spew.
I mean, I haven't stopped. I've cut back a little. I feel like it makes me a more fun and interesting person to be around.
No, Brian, it doesn't. You need to get some help, and that's why we're here. Now, Rad, I understand you have something that you've prepared to say.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, man, if you want to kick this habit, here's what you got to do. This is a helpful little life hack on the house, free, no charge. Whenever you're craving that sweet, sweet can of spew, that delicious can of spew, just think of sucking on a lemon instead. Eventually, this will form some kind of negative association, and you will crave it less. That is a gnarly life hack. Swish, that's a gnarly life hack, brother.
I appreciate your concern, Professor, if you are an actual professor, I don't know if you went to school or anything, but it's not important. I thank you. I guess thanks for your concern. I think I'm going to have another drink, though, right now. I'm just going to have a little.
Are you drinking the lemon-flavored spew?
It is lemon limeade, Ben, well, and it is delicious.
Well, then I guess Professor Rad's life hack isn't very helpful. Thanks, Rad. Thanks a lot. So, Chad, how about you? Chad Snyder, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Hey guys. Thanks for inviting Chad Snyder to this little shindig. When I heard about the intervention, I took the time to write some thoughts down in a note. And I'm going to read it for you right now. Page 1 of 57. Hey, Brian. It's me, Chad Snyder.
Okay. All right, Chad. No. All right. I don't even know how you found out about this intervention, because I didn't even want you here. Why are you here?
I found out about the intervention from my brother, and I thought maybe my invitation got lost in the mail.
Who's your brother, and why would he tell you? How would he know?
My brother's Professor Rad over there. Hey, how's it going, brother?
Please don't talk to me when we're in public. You know it's embarrassing.
Oh, Rad Snyder? All right, that's great. So,
his first name's actually Radley.
Stop telling people that. I changed it for a reason.
Chad, leave Chad. You are not helping anything. I think you're making
everybody.
Brian want to drink more.
I drank 3 cans while he was talking.
Oh, all right. Regis, can you say anything to make this drinking stop?
Brian, your drinking is out of control. You gotta, Regis, you gotta stop drinking the spew. I've been drinking spew since 1957, and look what it's doing to me. Look what it's doing to Regis. It's out of control.
Okay. Do you still feel like drinking, Brian?
I don't, yes, I'm just a little bit, but I don't know how Regis has had access to it since that long. I don't think energy drinks have been around for that long, but, I mean, maybe when you're a big celebrity like that, maybe you kind of get, you know, early access.
Well, that's how we eventually got it. Once we became big enough, Slate Industries talked to us, and we got a case of spew. Now, do you really want to be like Regis?
Yeah,
look at
kind
him.
Of.
Look how tweaking out he is. He's twitching and just like about to roll around on the floor, I think.
He's a very handsome, successful, rich man. I feel like he's lived a good life.
He's also pretty twitchy.
And it hasn't stopped him. I guess so. I guess you're right.
So are you going to stop drinking the spew?
I guess I have a problem. I guess I should stop. I feel like I probably shouldn't stop all at once. I do have, I've got a secret stash that I hid under the floorboards here in the studio. So, I mean, we need to do something with that.
Well, we already found that. We cleaned up the whole studio, and we told Howard Dean to take them out, but I think he might have drank them instead.
Okay, well, that's fine. I don't need it, man. I do have these two cans on me, so just let me drink these two cans so I don't go through withdrawals. I don't want to stop cold turkey. That's not good for you. You got to slowly ease off of it. It's a process. You can't rush this kind of thing. So just let me drink these, and
you promise
they'll be
you
my
won't
last.
Drink any more.
This will be it. These two cans are the final spews I will ever have.
Okay, as long as those are the last two, I think we still have time to podcast today before I have to release it at midnight.
Okay, well, let's, cool. Let's do this then. It's happy hour again. All right, so let's get started with our happy hour. It's the thing that we pick to be thankful for or enjoying or digging or something. Ben, happy hour pick, what do you got?
Are you on your spew still?
No, I'm pretty tired. I'm gonna open this new can.
This is one.
I take a little sip right here. Ooh, fruit punch. Okay, continue. What's your happy hour pick?
My happy hour this week, I'm going back to the old watering hole, the old fishing well. I don't know what I forgot what the phrase is, but I'm going back to old reliable, picking a food. This week it is Kit Kat Bites.
Kit Kats bite? Are you saying you don't like Kit Kats? That
no.
They bite?
Who says that still?
I don't
like
know,
Bart Simpson?
Yep.
Jinx.
Yeah. Jinx, you owe me a spew.
No, you can't have spew anymore. No. No more spew. All right, no, Kit Kat Bites. They're these little bite-sized Kit Kats, which is good because my main problem with Kit Kats before is that they were too long to fit in my mouth at one time.
They're just too darn big.
They'd have to fit lengthwise all the way across my mouth, like horizontally.
You're eating them wrong. What are you doing?
Aren't you supposed to eat them all at once to shove the whole thing in?
You're
I could just shove it straight back in my throat, but I'd choke.
You're supposed to turn it sideways. Here's my favorite way to eat a Kit Kat. You unwrap it. You've got the Kit Kat. Usually you've got four bars next to each other. You're supposed to break apart and eat them. But I like to just bite into the whole thing at once.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
It's delicious. It's the best way to eat a Kit Kat.
See, the worst thing about Kit Kats, or the worst and best thing about Kit Kat Bites, is that you open the package once, and then it's just open. No more opening packages. And it's the best because you get to keep eating them, and it's the worst because you will keep eating them. And then they're all gone. And then you feel sick the next day.
So is it just the Kit Kat Bites that are interesting to you? Because I think they have a whole line of miniature foods. They have the miniature peanut butter cups that are very good.
That I don't know. I don't like the small peanut butter cups as it is because I feel like there's way too much chocolate, not enough peanut butter.
So that's why I have to go with the big cup.
Yeah, the big cup and like the pumpkins, the Christmas trees, the eggs, any of those. But no, the Kit Kat is my favorite one. That's why I mentioned those. But the Twix ones are especially good. I have some Rolo ones next to me. And I think Megan has the Butterfinger peanut butter ones that you recommended to us.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
But we haven't had those
Butterfinger
yet.
Cups. Those are good.
Yeah,
I'm
we're
fan.
Excited about those. Oh, and the Milky Way ones. They're really good. Yeah, again, best and worst thing. Once you pop, you just can't stop eating them. But I guess not pop. Once you... You just can't stop.
So it's like seems like part of a weird trend of candy bar shrinking, right? Because you have your regular size candy bars, and then you had the fun size candy bars
which
that you
were
get trick or treating. Yeah, it's always less fun to get a smaller candy bar.
You do all the work of trying to unwrap it, and then it wasn't even worth it in the end. It's so small a morsel. You could just swallow it whole, just like I try to do with Kit Kats. I put
and
them
then
in vertically, and then my mouth is propped open.
Not a good way to do that. That's a terrible way to eat a Kit Kat.
I don't know how to eat Kit Kat, but the bites are like, I think, a third of a Kit Kat. And so
I've got some,
perfect.
I have some tutorial videos I'll send you on how to eat a Kit Kat.
There are lots of those online? I didn't know
oh,
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like cat videos. People love showing people how to eat Kit Kats. Oh, see? Kit Kats. That's why it's the internet's favorite candy bar.
Oh, that makes sense. But yeah, Kit Kat bites. at stores near you.
I guess bite-sized candies have been a thing for a while, because they used to be just small and wrapped up. You had to unwrap this little morsel of candy, but now they're just in a bag, just unwrapped candy.
Yeah.
Mini in a bag. Okay, all right. That's cool. Yeah, that's
another terrible thing. You open a bag of candy, and then you have a bunch of little candies inside you have to unwrap after that. What's the point?
Yeah, you're right. One and done. Good to go.
Oh, another thing about those snacks. Next to that, we found some delicious gummies that we had never seen before. I'm a fan of gummy snacks. They're like gummy smileys. You got like, I guess Gushers aren't really gummy. Gummy bears. You got like the Haribo. I hate to say that, but you know, they're gummy worms by like the Gummy Corporation. Or I don't know what that's called either.
The official gummy candy company.
Well, Wonka has this new thing. It's called Randoms. Every bag is a bunch of just random shapes. You have like a tennis racket. You have a foot, the letter R. You have like a sun. You have a car. Like a
another
unicorn.
Car?
I said car already?
Maybe not.
Oh,
no,
the
car.
Letter R.
Oh, I thought you said the letter car.
No, the
it's like
letter...
a car that delivers letters, you know. That car that pulls up to your house and puts letters in your mailbox.
Yeah, it's called the letter car.
Okay, that's what I thought.
No, the letter R and a car. And it has like a unicorn, has a crown. It's a bunch of just weird random shapes. And they are the most delicious gummies I've ever had. They're like kind of that top half gummy, bottom half like solid white part, but still gummy. I don't know what that's called.
Huh.
But the top part is like, you know, traditional gummy. The bottom part is like I've seen them on other gummies before. But this whole bag is like that, and it's so good. Oh, bite-sized candy is the best.
It does sound quite delicious. I wish I had something sugary to enjoy. I'm just going to have another sip of this drink.
No. I think I'll just eat some of my Rolo Minis right here. Oh, yum, yum, yum. Rolo Minis.
The Rolo.
Oh.
So miniature candies, you approve. Thumbs up.
Yes, especially Kit Kats. Okay, while I eat my Rolo Minis, what is your happy hour this week? It better not be Spew.
Okay, I can't be Spew. So my happy hour for this week, it's a trend that has been occurring over the past, I'm going to say 5 or 6 years.
Planking.
Somewhere in there. I'm a big fan of planking. This new thing is on the internet, sweeping the nation. Everyone's doing it.
Cat beards.
Religious leaders, politicians.
They're planking? Howard Dean.
Yep, they're Howard Dean planks. No. My happy hour pick for this week is late career Liam Neeson movies, because I don't know what happened, but at some point he went from being in very serious dramatic pictures like Schindler's List to being this crazy later in life action star, which is a really odd turn that you don't see a lot of people make, but I'm a fan. I don't know. It started when that first Taken film came out and was a surprise hit, and now it turns out there's something in me, even though I know most of them aren't good movies. Like, I saw Taken 3 a few weeks ago. Not a good movie. Terrible movie. I enjoyed it, though. I don't know. I'll just pay $10 to see Liam Neeson punch guys in the face at any point. I'm sold. That's enough for me, apparently. And I feel bad that that's how easy I am to sell a movie to, but that's where we're at.
Well, is it like his age, his voice, his fighting style?
He's kind of like a... Like action stars, modern action stars are a tricky thing. We don't have a lot of modern action guys. Like back in the 80s, you had like Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, these guys. And it's kind of like a breed of action guy that you don't see a lot anymore. And I feel like Liam Neeson kind of, he's in that ballpark. He's as close as I've seen to something like that in a long time. And it's doubly entertaining because every movie he's in, almost every movie, you get to hear him do his crazy, over-the-top, exaggerated American accent that I enjoy a lot, where he over-enunciates every word.
You
have my daughter, and I am going to find you. That kind of thing. I don't know.
Did you say that in every movie?
He's a charming guy. Yeah, he always talks about finding people. It's, you know, it's weird. You think he'd get old after a while, and it doesn't always make sense in the context of the film. But
he's just really good at hide-and-seek.
Exactly. I know where you are, and I'm going to find you.
And then they just all give up because they're so terrified by his gravitas.
Yeah, he has a presence. He has a commanding on-screen presence that, I find appealing. In fact, I was in a theater watching Taken 3 with my cousin, and there was another trailer for another Liam Neeson picture, which I'm like, is the movie starting? Is this it? Is this, no, it's another one? Okay, I'll see that one too. Sure, why not?
It sounds good. I think maybe it's just like the way, or I guess the current trend of our movies. Our action heroes are all superheroes, basically, now. That's the only action heroes we have, I guess, other than people who race cars and occasional James Bond movies.
Yeah.
And so most of their fighting is awesome, but some of it's CG, and they're also, I mean, they're always in costume. You don't just see, like, Liam Neeson. It's not Liam Neeson, because he is. You don't see, like, Chris Evans just punching a guy. He's in a costume punching a guy. I don't know. It feels different to me.
Yeah, you're right, I guess. I mean, it's still kind of like this over-the-top, like testosterone-soaked machismo, but it feels like a throwback to me, I suppose. Like, it feels like watching Commando or Die Hard. It has that kind of feel that I find. It's the thing I'm looking for in an action movie, I guess.
I can see that. The only other action hero I know I haven't seen recently is Jason Statham, but he hasn't been doing stuff that I've seen in theaters. Because he was kind of like that. He's like, oh, I'm all strong, and I'm going to punch everything, and I'm going to be awesome about it.
I got a shaved head, and I talk like this. That's how he talks, right? Did I nail it?
Yeah, yeah. I think that I thought he was here in the room just now.
Boy, it's me, Jason Statham, it is.
No, okay. Nope. Yeah, I think you've lost it.
Okay.
It's because he's one of the action heroes that I like, and I'll watch his crappy movies, because either way, the action part's still going to be cool, no matter how crappy the plot is. He still gets to punch stuff and drive all cool and fun.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's kind of like that too. He was in the Expendables films. I thought he was pretty good in those.
I've seen the first, and yeah, I liked him doing that. So he's the only other modern one I know of who's been in multiple movies as action star, other than Liam Neeson.
I feel like we might have Chris Pratt might be making that transition. He's done Guardians and Jurassic Worlds coming out,
and maybe.
Yeah, there's a rumor on the internet that Disney's looking at him to be the new Indiana Jones, which I never thought I would say this, but if there has to be a new Indiana Jones, that's the guy. That's who you get.
I was reading some internet commenters saying, like, oh, no, he's too goofy, but if you go back and watch him, he's a pretty silly person. Not like how he is on Parks and Rec silly, but he's not, like, super serious the whole way through like James Bond is.
Yeah, I mean, Indiana Jones is a little more serious than we've seen Chris Pratt do. Like, he's not Star-Lord. Although Star-Lord is kind of like a space Indiana Jones, if you think about it. He's tracking down these artifacts. That's kind of like the proof of concept for me. Like, oh, yeah, he was kind of doing that there. So just, you know, transplant him to this setting and have him play it a little more seriously.
We'll see how he does in Jurassic World.
Yeah, we'll see.
I always thought he was like, you know, wisecracking archaeologist or something. And that's what he can pull off.
I mean, he's not really. He has some lines.
Well, he's not like dancing around or anything like Star-Lord does.
Yeah, Indiana Jones doesn't like have a Walkman he keeps on him.
You think a future Indiana Jones would still take place back in World War II or take place now, like in like Vietnam or in like the Iraq War?
I think... Here's what I want. I wouldn't want them to reboot the timeline if they could just have Chris Pratt play Indiana Jones in the established timeline and just say, like, oh, this takes place between Temple of Doom and Raiders of the Lost Ark. This happens in there.
I thought you were going to say, like, digitally take out Harrison Ford and put Chris Pratt in all of the same scenes.
Or that'd be good too. If we just remake Raiders of the Lost Ark with Chris Pratt, all practical effects, no CG. That is an incredible action movie.
See,
but
they could do that. And no aliens.
Or at the very least, go back to my favorite Indiana Jones film, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
No, it's not.
It's crazy. No. Clearly, it's not my favorite.
Aliens are the worst.
Aliens do not ruin it. But
the monkey.
The, uh, just take out Shia LaBeouf, replace him with Chris
an
Pratt.
Aged down Chris Pratt.
Yeah, just have him play Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt's the son. And then you can have one of my favorite scenes of that movie is this awful, awful thing that almost happens. At the end, Andy's getting married and this big wedding, and the door opens and the wind blows the trademark hat off of his head. And Shia LaBeouf picks it up. He's looking at the hat. It's like, oh, is he going to put the hat on? This is going to be awful. This is going to be like a dagger to my heart. And then Harrison Ford takes it from him at the last minute and puts it back on.
Oh.
But if you could just have like Chris Pratt put the hat on, that would work for me. I would be into that.
We'll just have to see how serious he is in Jurassic World. And we'll be like, all right, yeah, he can do this. This is.
I mean, he's a talented actor. I feel like he can match the material. It depends on the screenplay. Is important. I don't know. There's a lot of other factors that could derail this entire thing, but
I would be interested
in seeing it.
People thought that I forgot his name just now. They thought what's his face couldn't play the Joker because the last movie he was in was like Brokeback Mountain and like 10 Things I Hate About You.
That's true. And it turns out
that's it.
As it turns out, he's an actor who can play different roles.
Exactly, because that's how actors work. So take that, internet commenters. Yeah,
we just took you down a peg.
Because all of you are going to be listening to it. Anyway, should we move on? We kind of got off topic of Liam Neeson and start talking about action heroes in general.
Okay, that does it for Happy Hour. And let's move on to Bummer Patrol. But first, a quick word from our paid sponsor.
The following was paid for by Ben and Brian against ridiculously fizzy energy drinks, or Babarfed.
Attention, attention. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation if you or a loved one drink or consume spew and suffered from the following negative effects.
Color deafness, restless arm syndrome, face numbing, verbal repetition, sleepiness, restlessness, random mispronunciations, verbal repetition, hollow heart, shark's blood, or sudden death by chocolate.
Junk Bevco has already paid $1 billion to thousands of consumers, and you can be next. Act now to file a claim because time is running out. Call 1-774-277-9686 for a free consultation.
All right, Bummer Patrol, talking about the things that have us down in the dumps. Looking a little blue, Ben. What's your Bummer Patrol?
My Bummer Patrol this week is your addiction to spew.
What? It's not affecting you. It's I'm just going to open my second can now. And...
Well, it sounds like it is affecting me.
Okay. Well,
okay, that's I won't go.
My Bummer Patrol is that you wasted your Bummer Patrol on that.
No, that's not actually my Bummer Patrol. My Bummer Patrol is actually burgers, or the culture of burgers.
Hamburger culture?
Hamburger culture. It's like that's, hamburger, you know, helper.
I remember as a boy, you know, whenever mom was busy and didn't have time to cook a full meal, we just have a big pot of hamburger culture. You just put the hamburger in and maybe some kind of book or a classical CD, just some kind of piece of culture. And it's enriching and nourishing. It's delicious. Hamburger culture in grocery stores now. Check it out. Hashtag
check it
YOLO.
Out. No, but no. That, not the delicious food hamburger culture. This is more of the culture around hamburgers and how it's apparently the best food ever and everyone has to eat some. And I don't like hamburgers. I don't think it's the best food ever.
You're sounding very anti-American, Ben. No, what about hot dogs? Are you pro-hot dog?
I like hot dogs. I like those. It's just hamburgers. I don't know why. I don't know. I've tried them plain. I've tried them with things, but I really didn't like that because I already don't like condiments. They ruin the texture.
You've had them with a fox in a box on a train.
Well, I had a fox burger.
Oh,
no, that's not true.
That doesn't sound healthy. That sounds terrible.
No, that's not true. But no, I've had like fast food burgers. I've had homemade burgers. And every time someone finds out that I don't like burgers, they're like,
you just haven't had the right burger, Ben.
Yeah, that's what they always say. You don't have the right one. You should try the one from this like local restaurant. You should try the ones that I grill. I grill them like with real meat, not that fast food stuff. I've tried both. I've had home grilled. I've had inside grilled. I don't forget what the word for that is. I've had multiple different fast food and restaurant burgers, or at least I've had tried them before. I do not like burgers.
How about a turkey burger?
I don't like turkey that much.
Oh man, but turkey is say fowl. It's like chicken. You love chicken.
Yeah, I like ham though. I don't want a hamburger.
Yeah, you've established you're very against hamburgers.
But I really like ham. I don't really like beef that much, except for lasagna and, well, pretty much except for Italian food. I like Italian food with
beef.
What
about a chicken burger? Would you be into trying that?
Well, like a chicken sandwich?
No, like ground chicken and formed into a patty, cooked on a grill.
Maybe my problem is the groundness of it. I don't know. Because I don't even like looking at ground beef whenever I see it. It looks like the inside of a person.
Have you seen the inside of a lot of people recently?
No. I'm going to edit that out. I definitely have not. I'm recording today on February. I forgot what day it comes out.
When do you need your alibi? Think fast.
January the February 9th.
Yep, that sounds legitimate. Okay,
February 2nd, 2015. I am recording. I'm not looking at the insides of people. But I don't know. Yeah, the look and the feel of like the ground meat I see at like grocery stores always makes me feel weird. I don't like how it looks or feels.
It's part of your textural problem.
Well, I don't know. It keeps making me think of like guts or brains or something. And then that's not why I don't like eating it. I don't like meatballs either, really. But I'm totally okay with the beef. We've talked about this before, masking the beef.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the episode, masking the beef.
Episode 13, we've talked about this.
Yeah, but it feels like it warrants another discussion.
Your anti-beef stance is worth revisiting.
Like in lasagna or in like ravioli, there's like cheese, there's tomato sauce, there's not pastry, there's... The grainy
pasta.
Yeah. Why was I going to say pastry? Yeah, but the pasta part, all that stuff mixed together makes it taste good. But burgers, you have the meat, you have the bun, and then you have all the condiments I don't like.
So you don't like having the meat be center stage. Like, oh, look at this meat. This is the main course. You want the meat to kind of be in the background. It's like a bit player. It's like a character actor. It's like a J.K. Simmons of the meal.
Yeah, that is a good analysis of it.
Like you don't want the beef to be George Clooney. You want a good J.K. Simmons. Am I right, Ben?
Yeah, just as angry too.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons really plays angry pretty well.
He does. Oh, Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3. He was Whiplish. Perfect for that role.
He's great in Whiplish.
I hope in the next Spider-Man movie, whenever they work in Jonah Jameson, they should use him again. I don't care if they've already used him for the old ones before it was rebooted. He is perfect for the role. Anyway, beef. Yeah, that's a good thing you said. It's not I don't like meat, because sometimes when people find out I don't like burgers, they're like, oh, what, are you vegetarian? I'm like, no, I like chicken, I like pepperoni, I like ham, I like bacon. I guess I like pig a lot. But I just don't like steak, because oftentimes, that's all just the meat again. I don't know why. I don't like it when beef is the middle, the main part of my food. Beef.
You think beef should be just pushed to the outskirts?
I'm not like beefist.
Where's the beef? Oh, there. It's over there behind all the other stuff. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
I
see it now.
It plays second, third, or even fourth fiddle.
I had to squint, but yeah, there it is. It's an alternate. It's in there.
Yeah, it exists. I like it to exist occasionally, just not like my primary meat source. I will eat a chicken sandwich just fine. I will even eat like fish. I've had fish before, and I'm okay with that. But not just beef. I can't handle it. It's not for me. I've even had shrimp before, and I was okay with that, which I was surprised. And then I ate too much of it, and I didn't like shrimp anymore.
Yeah.
Mostly because I ate a bunch of it.
Not a big fan of shellfish.
That's just because you're shellfish. Doesn't make sense. I just wanted to say it.
You saw it. You couldn't figure out the path to get there, so you just dropped it anyway.
I didn't really care enough to try to find the path, because I didn't immediately.
I don't like shrimp or crabs, Ben. You know why? It's because they're shellfish. They're shellfish.
Why are they shellfish, though?
They don't give to charity because they're shellfish.
Well, yeah, a lot of animals don't get to charity. Not just the shellfish.
Well, this is because of their shellfish.
Well, I mean, dogs don't get the charity, and that's because they're dogs.
Okay, fair enough.
Just deconstruct that for you.
I see the fault in my dumb joke. That really, it was your dumb joke. I picked it up, tried to make it better.
No, really, it's Ted Mosby's joke.
Is it?
Ted Mosby tells that joke, and he made some on How I Met Your Mother. He said, like, oh, I made that joke, and your mom laughed the first time. And then you don't find out who she is for several years after that. But then you hear him tell it, and she laughs, of course.
Yep.
But yeah.
There's a little Ted Mosby in all of us, Ben. We're all Ted Mosby.
He is the worst.
Yep, that's all
He's
of
the
us.
Worst person.
We're all Ted Mosby.
He's a
terrible
person.
Every man.
No.
Endlessly relatable to everyone.
No, I'm pretty sure that's Marshall. I don't know why Ted was the main one. I don't know. I guess because he's the one that has to meet the mother. That's why he's the main person. So that's a dumb thing I said. Anyway, your Bummer Patrol is not beef.
My Bummer Patrol is people that don't like hamburgers. It's un-American.
What?
Why not just burn an American flag at that point? You know what I'm saying?
I like hot dogs and apple pie.
Okay, fair enough.
Baseball's
okay, you're
saved. I guess.
It is a sport.
good opinion on baseball.
That is my expert opinion on baseball, is that it's a sport.
Okay, so is it baseball? Is that your Bummer Patrol?
No. My Bummer Patrol is something, this thing in my brain. It's a terrible habit. There's something that makes me have this weird collector's habit. I have this weird collector's mentality where if I get a thing, I'm buying Blu-rays now. I just started my Blu-ray collection. Well, I just need to buy 100 Blu-rays then, because I need to have a lot of them. I need to have all the Blu-rays I want. And then it's at a certain point, I'll move on to something else where it's like, oh, Batman comics. Like, I have all the Batman comics. And then it's terrible because it takes up far too much of my money, this terrible habit. Right before we started the show, in fact, I was talking to you about getting way into collecting limited edition books, and you said that's not a good idea. I shouldn't go down that path.
I'm trying to stop you before you get in too far.
I kind of want to, though, Ben. One printing, there's only so many of them. I need to have one. I need to have this limited edition printing of Salem's Lot.
But can't you just own, like, one of them and be okay with it? Not, like, 100 of them?
As we've established, I don't like paperback books, Ben. And what is the complete opposite of a paperback book? It is this deluxe, limited hardback book.
Yeah, but couldn't you just have one and not 100?
But, I have one, I read it. Why not get a second one? And then you have two, so you probably should get the third one to complete the set. And they just keep coming out, so why not buy them? And then before you know it, I just have boxes and boxes of books that I'm never going to read again.
Well, if you had, like, the Dark Tower series, I'd understand buying all seven of them. Or if you decided that's what I want to collect. Like, my sister, she seems to want to collect the Pop Vinyl things. And she has tons of them. And, okay, but she's not collecting, like, 50 different things. It's just, like, one main thing.
Well, that's my thing, is I have the main thing, and then I get tired of it and move on to another thing. I can't commit to a thing.
What I've been doing is I've just been collecting achievements in games. So that way, I can just rent a game, get a whole bunch of them, like, oh, look at all the ones I collected. It made my big number go higher. And then I collected it.
Yeah, but those aren't physical things that you can touch and hold.
I can touch the screen.
I guess. I just have the visual of you getting an achievement, like reaching out and rubbing the screen. Like, yes, I did this.
No, well, like, we don't collect one specific thing, really. It's just we get Nerd Block and Loot Crate, all that kind of stuff. And so we just get a bunch of various things, like physical things, within our interest. So, like, I got Megan, like, a Harley Quinn, like, action figure. And I got her, like, a Harley Quinn, like, I think comic book, because last Christmas I made it all like Harley Quinn themed. And then like I'll get like a Ghoul t-shirt or something. And I'm like, oh, okay, all this stuff just matches my interests and I'm collecting it that way. Not like one specific thing and a lot of them.
I see, but that sounds healthy. That sounds reasonable. The thing is, I think I get a little obsessive about it where I just line them all up. It's like, okay, so I need to buy these three, and then next month I'll buy these three, and eventually I'll have the full set, and then I can just drop this and then start collecting those vinyl Pop figures. That sounds fun.
Oh, no. It's just you and the spew all over again.
That's exactly it, Ben. It's my obsessive mentality. If I can't just have one spew, I need to drink all the spew ever made.
You only have whatever's left in that one can. Or have you opened the last can already?
Oh, yeah. This is the last one right here. I'm drinking it right now. Sipping it. Making it last.
Good, you're almost out of spew. And then no more spew. You can collect water buckets.
and drink like, those instead.
Aren't those just buckets at that point?
Well, but they have to have water in it, or else it's just a bucket.
Oh, okay.
This is specifically ones filled with water, so you will drink that instead.
Well, I suppose you're right, Ben. I'm just going to drink the rest of the spew.
No, the last one.
I guess. I'm going to make it last. I guess that does it for Bumper Patrol. That's my Bumper Patrol. It's your Bumper Patrol. We're done all around. So that concludes our Bumper Patrol portion of the show. And now a quick word from friend of the show, Trent, with a new segment called Trent's Tomes. Take it away, Trent.
Top of the morning, listeners. This is Trent with a brand new segment here on the HappyCast called Trent's Tomes, where I answer questions sent in by actual listeners. Here we go. First email. Dear Trent, I've recently begun training in a new career. Things are going well until my father re-entered my life and asked me to join him on the dark side. It would be nice to get to know my father, but I'd also like to make my own path. What should I do? Signed, Luke S. Well, Luke S., congratulations on the new career. I know it's always an exciting time, and as far as training goes, training can be a pain in the rear. Just don't sweat it, because sometimes you just need to relax and close your eyes and visualize your goal if you want to hit your target. If it takes a little time, don't get frustrated and cut your hand off to spite your arm. Just stick with it. As for your dad, I'm really excited you guys were able to connect. It can be tough, definitely, for parents to let down their guard, and especially with their adult children. So give it time, and maybe eventually you'll be able to see what's behind your dad's proverbial mask. But since you didn't say, I'm guessing that the dark side is some kind of radio show or a coffee shop or something like that. And if you don't want to be a barista, I fully understand. It's tough to deal with the public, since some folks don't like anyone. They don't like me. They certainly don't like you either. Just don't use this as a way to start some kind of rebellion against your dad. Sounds like your dad just wants to get to know you. So if it doesn't work out with the coffee shop, just keep working on that relationship, because you never know when you might need your dad to get you out of a jam. So good luck. Keep us posted. Now, I hope you found this helpful. If you guys have any comments or any questions to submit, send those to happycastfeedback@gmail.com, because you never know if you don't ask. This is Trent Armstrong for the HappyCast.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge.
My name is Judge.
All right. Thank you, Trent, for the words of wisdom.
Thank you, Uncle Totem.
Indeed.
I can't remember why we call you that, but I know we did.
Uncle Totem. Yeah, old Totem. I don't remember either, but
if you remember why, write in.
HappyCast Trivia. HappyCastFeedback@gmail.com.
@trivia.com.
But excellent work. I hope old Lucas takes your words of advice.
Lucas?
Old Lucas, yep.
All right, so what is this thing we're doing?
We're doing Fight Court, which...
Fight Court? What's that? Long-time
listeners of the show will remember that we've been doing Fight Court since 2010, when we started the podcast.
Yeah.
Back in old 2010. We've changed the format a little bit. It used to be we would take one case and, like, 3D movies versus non-3D movies, and we'd each take a side, make our arguments, and then send it out to the listeners to vote upon the winner, but... You know, we've changed it a little bit. We're going to see three different cases today. I'll tell you the case name, and we'll each make our statement, pick a side, make a statement. And if we both pick the same side, that's the default winner. If we disagree, we kind of go back and forth until one of us convinces the other one with their argument to change sides. And then that's how we're going to play Fight Court.
And if you disagree... Write in a short statement about why you think each thing is better.
Absolutely, yeah. If you disagree with our verdict, please write in happycastfeedback@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your take on some of these hot button issues for today's modern day.
And if you convince us to change our mind, you win a prize, and that prize is being in this segment where we talk about it.
The prizes are undying respect and admiration.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have ideas for future fight courts, you can send that in, too.
And a coupon to Chili's.
Oh, you still got that Chili's coupon?
Yeah. And an HD DVD of Smokin' Aces.
I did, yeah. I did give that to you. Autographed. Don't forget. Autographed.
Oh, yeah, it is autographed. All right, so what is our first case?
All right, Ben, first case of the day is one for the ages. Comic book movies are all the rage now, but let's go back to at the core of every comic nerd is this question of DC versus Marvel. So would you like to go first or should I?
You can go first.
Okay, so while I have a great deal of admiration for the folks at Marvel and what they've built over the years, I like their film series. They've handled that very well. They've turned out far better than I would have expected. For me, the DC characters are, I find them more interesting. The Marvel characters kind of go for that everyman routine where it's like, oh, he's just a regular guy and he got bit by a spider, or like, oh, he's just a regular guy and he got this magic suit. But the characters in DC,
he's not regular at all.
He's a regular genius.
Can regular guys build suits in caves?
He's your average billionaire playboy philanthropist. You know, like you and I.
Yeah.
But the characters in DC, I found them more interesting because they feel like they're gods. They're like this modern myth that they're from a different place, a different time. I don't know, for some reason that always appealed to me, with the exception of, and it really comes down to this, one guy wins this entire case for me, is DC has Batman, by far my favorite and I think the most interesting comic book character of them all, because he has a great backstory, and Batman, the thing that makes Batman cool is that he hangs with these gods. Like he is just a guy like you and I, but he's like us,
a billionaire playboy, just like us.
You know, like, yeah, like you and me and Batman and Tony Stark, we're all the same.
Yeah.
But he elevates himself to this level to where he's hanging out with these aliens and these gods from other worlds. And I don't know. That's plus, I've actually read DC Comics. I've never had any interest to read any Marvel stuff, but their movies are strong.
I've heard they're marvelous.
They are marvelous.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to go with Dark Horse Comics.
Ooh, no, that is the dark horse in this race.
No, I that's exactly what I was hoping you would say. That's not what I'm actually going to go with. But I know they make like Star Wars, like Buffy, Aliens, and Predator. They do.
Yeah.
They did. I think they did the Dark Tower series.
Yeah, I think so.
That's not what I'm going with, but I like them.
Marvel. But Dark Horse, they had a line a few years back that I really enjoyed that were like Star Wars What If series. Where it's like, what if Luke had died on Hoth at the beginning of Empire Strikes Back? How would that have changed the story? And they just write the story out from there.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Spoiler alert for a movie from 30 years ago. Luke does not die on Hoth.
Well, spoiler, now I know he doesn't die.
Han cuts open that tauntaun. He thought they smelled bad on the outside, and he shoves them inside.
Oh. Well, who makes that other comic? The other
Howard
one.
Howard the Duck?
No, that's Marvel. That other one I can't think of right now.
I can't help you on that, Ben. You have to be more specific.
I just had it in my brain, and now it has disappeared. Anyway, I'll think about it later. See, if you go by just the movies, I would have to go Marvel, because I did love the Dark Knight movies. I thought Man of Steel wasn't that bad. I haven't seen Green Lantern, but I've seen like all of the recent Avengers movies and the ones leading up to like the Avenger thing. I watch all of those while they're in theaters because they've all been really good. I'm excited about Ant-Man, even though it sounds like a really stupid idea. I'm excited about it.
It does sound incredibly dumb.
So movie-wise, I'll have to go Marvel. But if you go by characters in general, I will also have to go DC. Again, Batman. I mean, he's just the best. I mean, the thing is I don't like Superman. But he's DC.
Yeah, Superman. Here's the thing. I didn't like Superman, but if I can drop a comics recommendation in the middle of the show.
Yes.
I'm looking at my personal copy of Superman for All Seasons. That's the one. That's the one Superman book that I read that really turned me around.
Is that like Superman, a clothing catalog?
No.
Superman, for all seasons. His winter
wear. Yeah. I've ordered some clothes out of here. It's cool. But it's a really interesting kind of coming of age story that kind of humanizes Clark Kent in a way that I thought was really interesting.
I just don't like that he is so super. I mean, he can do everything. So what's the point? I mean, is there anything that needs doing, just call Superman. He'll do it because he can do everything. He's invulnerable to death.
That's true. He did beat death. They literally had him beat death back in the 90s.
I mean, he can't be hurt in pretty much any way. I mean, I guess he can be hurt, but not like permanently. Kryptonite just weakens him. I don't think he can die if he's under the influence of kryptonite. He still lives forever. Has he never tried chopping off his head? Does that work?
Like a Highlander? No, yeah. I don't think so.
Someone should try that, but you probably can't because his neck will be invulnerable to your blades. I don't know. Superman is the one exception to the rule. I still like Man of Steel, but I didn't like love it.
It was a rough movie. I don't know.
I didn't love it, but at least it was a Superman movie. It wasn't the last Superman movie where that Superman is currently in Arrow, actually.
Oh, yeah? Superman's in Arrow? Brandon Roth, I think.
Yeah, that's his name. Well, he's not Superman anymore. Now he is, I think they're implying he's going to be the Atom, which is, I guess, Ant-Man.
I'm Superman's friend.
But, yeah, Batman's awesome. I just wish that DC would make better decisions with their movies. Comic-wise, I think their villains are way more interesting. They're not all, like, space gobblers and redhead Nazis.
That's
a stupid phrase.
The DC movies, they're making some really rough choices by just handing the keys to the kingdom to Zack Snyder. I'm really kind of dreading how that's going to turn out. I'll check out the Batman versus Superman when it comes out,
Dawn
just
of
because
Justice.
I'm a big Bat fan. I want it to be good, but I don't know. I feel like the thing that they're doing that's going to really be
Fantastic
kind of
Four?
Interesting is no, that's
is it
Marvel.
The thing.
No, not the thing.
The thing they're doing.
The thing that DC's doing that I think is going to be interesting on the movie front is their Suicide Squad movie.
Ooh, that might be good.
Where they cast Will Smith as Deadshot.
I could see that.
So, that's what I'm excited about.
So, yeah, I'm still also going to go DC, except for movies.
No, I concur. I mean...
We agree.
They've handled their movies far better than anyone would have expected. I'm blown away that those things keep getting better and better. I mean, The Winter Soldier was fantastic, and The Guardians of the Galaxy was maybe my favorite movie last year.
Is it Disney's hand in it?
Who knows? Disney, they're incredibly skilled at branding, so they can handle that kind of stuff. I feel, Marvel's kind of mishandling some of their stuff, but DC.
Oh, yeah. I'm still waiting for my Black Widow movie.
You have a Black Widow movie coming out?
No.
You're Black Widow?
I'm producing it, actually.
Coming this fall. Ben is Black Widow. No,
Happycast Productions presents.
I feel like they really dropped the ball by recasting Scarlett Johansson as Ben. But
I do a really good job. I do. You'll see. So, yeah, I guess we agree.
Yep. The verdict is DC wins.
If you disagree, write in and let us know.
Yeah, make your case. I'm just imagining you and playing Scarlett Johansson's role in various films now.
Why various films?
I thought you were great in Lost in Translation with Bill Murray. That was a great, great movie.
Oh, thank you. He was a great guy.
Oh, all right. So next case is the case of this is one for the ages, Ben. This is the case of Alien v. Predator.
Sounds almost like an Encyclopedia Brown book. The Case of Alien v. Predator.
Encyclopedia Brown.
I loved that. All right, so, I guess I can go first. Is it who would win or which is better?
I don't, whatever your interpretation is, I suppose.
If it's movies that are better, I will probably have to go with the Predator series overall. I've only seen two, but I can say I liked the two Predator movies more than I liked the first two Alien movies overall.
I feel like it can be said indisputably that there are fewer bad Predator movies than there are Alien movies.
Well, there are fewer Predator movies.
That's true, but there's a number of those alien movies that are widely considered to be poorly made.
That is true. So if I'm just going by the first two of both series, I'm going to go with Predator movies first. The second one was a little bit sillier and set in future LA in the 90s.
Yeah, it's pretty goofy.
Future 90s LA is pretty funny. But what's-his-face Game Over Man is in it.
Old Game Over Man.
From Alien 2.
Bill Paxton?
Yeah.
Pullman.
Whichever Bill P. it is, he's in it, and he does a really good job. I think it's really good. But, Gary Busey, he's in it. And he does a fantastic job like he does in every movie he's in.
Is he a bad guy?
I think he's a middle guy. I think he's like the government guy who wants to like investigate what's going on, but the cops are the good guys. But if it's I didn't really like Alien 1 that much, but I think we both agree on that already.
Yeah, I think it's boring. But
and so Predator 1 being good and Alien 1 being less good, that's why Predator wins. Anyway, who's going to win in a fight? I think I'll still go Predator, because in my experience fighting aliens and predators,
yes,
in video games,
storied career of fighting aliens and predators,
and also watching the first Alien versus Predator movie, often the Predator would obviously win. Because it seems in any movie where the humans or anyone has guns against the aliens, they're super easy to kill except for the queen. Like, they just get shot and then just die really fast. Because, I mean, they're not much of anything. I mean, their head's kind of armor-plated, but not the rest of them. And Predator has tons of weaponry. And they can take a beating and go on and on and on. I think in Alien vs. Predator, I haven't seen the second one, so the first one, they're like three Predators. And like hundreds of aliens, and the Predators easily win. They just mow everything down. One alien by itself, if you don't have weapons, that's scary and bad. But if you do, that's no big deal. It's only if there are a bunch of them that it's going to be bad. So Alien versus Predator, Predator. Lots of aliens versus Predator, probably Alien. But Predator.
Okay. All right. So you're going Predator. Yeah. Yep, so Ben goes Predator on this one, and I'm going to have to say, even though out of all the films I've seen from either series, I think Aliens by Jim Cameron is one of the quintessential. Oh, we're really close. He took me in his submarine to the bottom of the ocean. He showed me his avatar, his magic avatar studio. It was great.
Oh, interesting. You never told me about this stuff before.
No, I don't like to brag about my friends in high places.
Except for right now.
Well, it's just a friendly podcast between us two buds, and, you called me out on it.
Okay, so...
Jimbo, his movie Aliens, I think, one of the quintessential action movies of our day. Great, great film. I love it. But looking on this paper, Alien v. Predator, I feel like Predator wins hands down because... Predators have dreadlocks. And that's just cool. Predator wins.
That's why
I'm picking Predator.
Not even the fact that predators like won't attack innocent people, only if you are threatening in some way.
I mean, that's true.
They're actually
You're
good.
Right.
They have like morality system.
They have a society. They're like predators that are hunters, and they're scientist predators.
I want to see a scientist predator where he didn't have, like, a bomb on his wrist. He just has, like, a calculator.
Yep, a calculator watch.
Photoshop challenge. Predator, yep. Scientist predator.
Scientist, that's true. I mean, the extended predator fiction, that's how that works.
I don't really read the EU version of it all.
Oh, wow. I mean, there's some good stuff in there. But, predator. Hands down, predator. Come on. All right. Predator wins, the case of Alien v. Predator, and our final case today. Oh, God. Look at this. It's just not... Deep breath. The case of
Alien versus Hamburger.
One. Yep. It's Hamburger versus Hot Dogs. They're both great. Hamburgers and hot dogs are great. There's this great burger joint I like to go to. You can get... all kinds of burgers, burger with guacamole on it. You got this blue cheeseburger. Get a burger with green pepper jelly on it.
That didn't even sound like a real thing. That sounds like a medical thing you would put on.
No. Green pepper jelly on a burger is pretty good.
Like if you have a rash, rub some green pepper jelly on it and you'll be fine.
Green pepper jelly and some pepper jack cheese. They call it the Four Horsemen Burger. It's good, but
what, pestilence?
Yep, you got your famine burger, your death burger.
Why would you want any of the four horsemen? The famine burger is the worst one.
It is. It's not appealing at all. But, you know, because of things that have been said earlier in this podcast, I'm going to go ahead and take my medicine on this one and say, hot dogs, man. Hot dogs are great. You put mustard on them, they're good to go. Nothing like grabbing a dog on the street.
And you get shunned by it. Grab street dogs and hug them.
No, don't. Yeah, you'll be shunned by that dog.
No, well, you see,
that hasn't
still
happened
have to
yet.
Disagree with you.
We're making reference to future events.
Oh yeah, I forgot. So I'm still gonna have to disagree with you because you put things on the dog. I want a plain hot dog in a bun. That's it.
No condiment.
I am anti-condiment.
No chili.
No chili. No, not even cheese. I want the hot dog. I want the hot dog as the hot dog, not the hot dog featuring cheese.
No ketchup. No ketchup even.
I want the solo act.
Wow. No coleslaw.
I don't even know what that's supposed to be from originally.
What? Coleslaw is like
I don't
cabbage.
Want any food that is also the name of a person.
Are there people named coleslaw?
People named Cole.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure one of them had the last name of Slaw.
Oh, Slaw Davis, the famous jazz musician back in the 20s.
Coleslaw Davis. He was famous.
So wow, no condiments at all.
Yeah, none.
But, you know, but you're still siding on the hot dog side, right?
So. Yeah, that's true. I'm just disagreeing with your usage of the hot dog.
Oh, you're thinking, okay, I'm using the hot dog wrong.
No,
but...
well, actually, you can use it however you want, but I'm just, it is fight court. We have to fight some. So I will agree that hot dogs are good, but the condiment, which isn't even part of the argument, I just had to put it out there.
I guess you're right. I guess the sake of the argument would really help the segment because it's just us been agreeing with each other this whole time. It's like, you're right. DC is pretty good. And also, who likes aliens?
That's a good point. This is a terrible fight court so far. If you have better questions, write in.
Civil agreement court. Like, yeah. You're right. Good point, guy.
If only all court was like that. Yeah. You know, I did murder that guy.
You're right. Red-handed. You got me.
That's all the evidence.
Hands are red from the blood.
I hope they shouldn't still be red from the blood if they're in court.
You're right. He probably should wash his hands by now.
Yeah.
Okay. So to summarize today's cases, DC beats Marvel, Predator beats Alien, and hot dogs over hamburger. So I don't know, guys. Write in. Tell me what you think about this new segment. Let me know
and
what you think.
If you come up with better questions, write those in too.
That's true. We're testing the waters here. This is a proof of concept almost.
We used all our creativity up already.
We're out. The tank is empty. Speaking of which, I'm going to take a sip of this spew.
It's all downhill. Downhill? It's all downhill from here.
It's all downhill from here, I tell you what. Oh, pow, 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 pow. Yosemite Sam.
Well, that's the end of that segment.
And now yes.
We move on to fan mail.
Sound.
The mail's here.
Great, thanks.
What's this? A letter for me.
All right, here we are. Time for a little fan feedback. Let's tear into these letters, see what we got today. So just run down some information real quick. Yeah, if you want to write into the show, we encourage anyone that wants to send us an email, happycastfeedback@gmail.com. Again, that's happycastfeedback@gmail.com. Or you can write, send a voice file, or you can call and leave a message. What's the number been?
777 Happy Nun. HAPPYNUN. I don't know the numbers for it, but it has some.
It's fair. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Be sure to check out our website, happycast.website, for the latest, greatest in Happycast news.
And by that, it's just mostly what we post whenever there's an episode at 12:01 a.m.
Yes, absolutely. If you want to help the show out, please feel free to leave an iTunes review. Those are very, very helpful somehow.
Yes.
And I don't know, maybe tell a friend about the show if you'd like. Who knows? So
we know if you haven't given us a review, and we're looking into it.
Now that we have that little bit of unpleasantness and housekeeping out of the way, let's move into feedback. Who's the first piece of feedback from Ben?
We have one from
The Guitar Architect.
Oh man, that dude! I love that guy. I haven't heard from him in ages. I thought that was you being an architect.
That sound of architecture happening.
I'm drawing buildings and stuff.
Or it was Howard Dean again.
I think he's gone now.
Oh. Well, he's probably passed out from all the spew.
Hey, he's a lightweight. He can't handle a spew like I can.
So, Guitar Architect says, B&B. By the way, you should start a B&B.
Yes, we should. Great idea. Happycast B&B. Let's do it.
Happycast Bed and Breakfast. Where's it located?
I don't know. Is there a town called Happy somewhere, like Happy Iowa? That seems like
an
appropriate spot.
I'm sure there is. Happy Iowa. Okay. Well, if there's not, we'll form a town in Iowa called Happy. I really enjoyed the redux of the Happy Cast for 2015. I don't want to be hyperbolic, but the fact that you are podcasting again is the best news ever!
Oh, thanks. Thanks, man. That's good to hear. We
and
appreciate
it's
it.
True.
I don't know if you can... I don't... Okay. I guess... I don't know if I can confirm this is the best news ever, but I do appreciate the enthusiasm.
Well, I have heard all the news in the world, and I can confirm that it is the best news.
There's a lot of bad news out there, so the bar is pretty low. Yeah. You could just stumble over that bar at this point.
Well, there's some good news, I'm sure. I just don't know it. In the spirit of the show, I would like to submit my Happy Hour Pick of the Week, Bummer Patrol, and Netflix Pick. Can I do that? No. No, you can't. No, okay, you can.
Email over.
Only because you're Guitar Architect and you are well loved by Brian and me. Happy Hour Pick of the Week. A growing family. In December, we were blessed to have daughter number 3, and for a few days, we had 3 kids aged 3 and under. Oof. Needless to say, this is a busy time in our lives. We are trying to remember to cherish these moments with our kids, because before you know it, they'll be grown up.
It's true. It's true. It's very true.
That sounds
valid point.
Crazy.
Sounds hectic having 3 very young children.
Yes, I can't even handle 0.
Yeah, 0 has been kind of a lot for me to handle, too. But wow. Congratulations, sir. Congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Guitar Architect.
So if you have any tips on how to parent 0 children effectively, write in. Let us know. Because both of us are terrible at parenting 0 children.
Yeah, maybe we can get somebody to give us a 0 parenting segment idea or something.
Bummer Patrol. Nothing. I'm too happy to be bummed out. I was going to say that's the spirit, but this is the Happy Cast. You aren't allowed to not be sad. Sorry.
Seems like a bit of a cop-out, but given the circumstances.
Keep it 100.
He has a lot to be thankful for.
He does.
I will allow it. Nothing in the rule book says Guitar Architect can't have no Bummer Patrol, so
yeah,
I will make an exception for him.
We also haven't written an official one yet, so maybe we should, and then we'll sell it in bookstores.
Yes, I'm sure we'll sell literally hundreds of those.
I bet we would get a few more listeners if they saw it and were like, oh, this looks interesting. And then they would give us bad reviews.
Yes, that's where all the 1-star reviews will come from.
Netflix pick, Monarch of the Glen. I have not heard of that.
No, nor have I.
This cult classic, set in the Scottish countryside, is a whimsical tale of a dysfunctional family struggling to maintain their nobility and pass it along to the next generation. If you like British humor and brilliant situational comedies, you'll love this show.
I do like both of those things. Those are both high on my list of likes in television shows.
As a bonus, Gilmore Girls is one of my favorites too. So clever and snarky.
It's so good, Ben. It's so good. Did I tell you about the troubadour?
No. Is that a hat?
No. It's a guy.
It totally sounds like a hat.
The town troubadour.
I don't know what that is. Now I think I'm mostly not watching it on principle because you like it so much. I refuse to.
Spitefully not watching it?
Yes. Because I'm like, oh, I need something to watch now. I could watch Gilmore Girls, but Brian likes it so much, I probably shouldn't watch it.
I pushed it too far. I'm sorry, man.
Now I'm just never going to. No, I probably will eventually when I get bored enough.
Oh, let me spoil the best part of Gilmore Girls season 1 for you.
Oh, no.
Spoiler alert for Gilmore Girls, guys, right here. I'm dropping a spoiler alert in the middle of the show. It's not a big plot thing. It's a weird little thing that happens. I'm going to talk about it. So if you don't want to hear the spoiler for Gilmore Girls season 1, please skip ahead 42 seconds.
Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Okay. So there's this guy. He's called the Town Troubadour. He is a musician who plays the guitar and sings in Stars Hollow. So you'll have people walking around town talking, and there's music playing, some kind of like indie type song, and they'll pass the troubadour, and he's playing it. He's playing the music you're hearing. And this happens several times over the course of season one. And I'm like, is this a dream? Is he really there? Am I really seeing this? Do the people see this? This is really weird. And then eventually another guy shows up and he plays a guitar and sings, and they have a little spat. And then he shows up at a town meeting. He's like, as the town troubadour, my turf has been encroached upon by this guy who's not the town troubadour.
Time up.
Okay.
Sorry, I was trying to keep the time so people could make sure they didn't get spoiled.
It's delightful, though. I really
it. Does sound
it.
Interesting. I felt this way about Buffy. I refused to watch it for so long just based off of what little I knew about it. Like, oh, vampires and a high school girl. Yay, this sounds fun. But then I watched it and thought it was really awesome.
So you'll get there, Ben. You'll get there eventually. You'll eventually get to Gilmore Girls. Don't be gun shy, man. You know, it's 2015. It's cool for guys like Gilmore Girls now. I don't know if you've got the memo. We broke that glass ceiling.
I'll watch it once you watch, or at least start season two of Arrow, where it starts being good.
Oh, so never then?
Yeah,
never.
I guess so. Season two is really where it gets good. That's where all the Deathstroke stuff comes in.
I do like Deathstroke a lot.
That's why it gets good. It gets actually like comic booky and a lot more like The Flash is now.
But I don't like any of the characters, man.
I know, but by then, a lot of them have changed.
They're all young, affluent people, and I hate it, Ben. It's
Felicity?
Terrible.
Felicity's not young and affluent.
That show suffers from a bad case of affluenza.
Well, she's young. But she's not affluent. You just haven't got much Felicity yet. She's one of the best parts of the show. And then when you start getting into like the other stuff and they stop being all rich and whiny, it gets better.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. I'll get to it eventually.
Just ask Fizbiz. She'll agree with the first season being not so great, but then getting way better.
I shall ask her. It'll happen.
Also, I've made an attempt at the Photoshop challenge from Epedition 3, where you discussed Goodnight Moon. See the attached. Hope you enjoy all the Easter eggs. Yours warmly, Guitar Architect.
So, Guitar Architect, I must confess, I don't remember issuing a Goodnight Moon challenge. But I'm looking at the picture now. I do see some good Easter eggs in here. I'm really digging it. I guess if you guys want to check it out, head to the website, happycast.website. It should be up there.
Now, I think I'll put it on the Facebook page.
Okay, Facebook. Yeah. Maybe we'll tweet it out.
Yeah, we'll do that too. Because it was always confusing before that we had a Photoshop challenge, and then that picture was always on the next episode where we discussed none of those things.
You're right.
So I'm thinking if we like post it and tweet it, we'll have like maybe a whole album full of just the Photoshop challenges we get and what episode it was for. Epedition,
yes, of course. Speaking of Epedition stuff, we decided to renumber all of our episodes. Talk about that.
Yeah.
We during the reboot of 2015, we're starting over with a new number one, like new 52 style. It worked for DC. We're trying it out
for a year, so it's new 52.
We want people to know that this is where you start. New listeners start with our new number one. Like, the old stuff's still there if you want to check it out, but this is where it's happening, right here.
The old stuff is like the classic Battlestar Galactica, and this is like the new Battlestar Galactica, but good. I didn't really like that show.
I liked it a lot, but yes.
Well, it was space. That was my problem with it. You know how I am with space.
You hate space.
I just hate...
You're a spacist.
I'm not a spacist. I just sound like I'm a space racist. I'm totally okay with other aliens. I just don't want them in my country.
Wow.
Well, who does? Who wants aliens to take over Earth?
I don't know if I'm comfortable podcasting with you anymore, Ben.
Well, Independence Day. What happened there?
You're against the Martians? Our fine Martian friends from the Red Planet?
I'm okay with John Jones.
Okay. Yeah, he's cool. Oh, are you saying he's one of the good Martians? That's what you're saying, Ben?
Yeah, there are good Martians and there are bad Martians. Have you seen what's that movie with Tom Cruise?
A Mission Impossible. No,
the Alien movie.
Born on the 4th of July.
The Alien movie with Tom Cruise.
War of the Worlds,
yes. That was, I think they were from Mars. And they were terrible I've read the book. They were terrible tripod creatures. That hated us. Most aliens seem to hate Earth. Have you seen Doctor Who? Most of them hate Earth.
Okay. All right. Okay. You're right.
It's okay to be a spacist. That's what I'm saying.
Ooh, okay. All right. Well, I don't agree with your stance, but I respect it.
You would if you get attacked by aliens. Anyway.
Are we done with Guitar Connect's email?
Yeah. We are. I was going to ask one question. If you ever started fires, can we start calling them guitarsonist?
Yes. Guitarsonist.
I was just making sure it's okay.
If you ever start doing that, be sure to write us in, and we will retroactively change your name to Guitarsonist.
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 So I think we have another email that you were going to read from The New Today.
Thanks for writing in, Guitar Architect. Good to hear from you. New Today writes in. Let me clear my throat and have a small drop of drink.
Delicious.
New Today writes in. She says, "Hey, Ben and Brian. My happy hour this week is the Ink Spots. I really love their music and was first introduced to them by the Manpole."
A Manpole?
The man pal. The man pal.
A man pal. Okay.
Oh, right. Sorry, I see it now.
Is that a word, Caitlin?
The man pal. I was first introduced to them by the man pal a couple summers ago, and then I began playing Fallout 3. Great game.
Yes. Fantastic.
Which took me roughly 8 months to finish. And they were playing on the Pippi Boy, and this is all caps. I just love them.
That is true. It took her a long time. It's because she kept getting lost in the buildings.
Well, there's a lot of content in that game.
There is, but it was mostly her getting lost. I watched her play a lot. It was mostly getting lost.
Did you know Liam Neeson is the voice of your father in that game?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, pretty good. I will find you.
But don't we have to find him in that game?
That's right. Don't know where I am, but you will find me.
Yeah.
My favorite Fallout 3 memory is watching my friend play. He created his character, made him like a dude with like this facial hair, like full beard, and then he started playing. And you're a kid at the beginning of that game. You're like a small child, and he changes the camera perspective from first to third person, and he spins the camera around, and it is a child with a full beard.
Oh, that's the best.
That was incredible. But yeah, great game. The New Today continues by saying, "My bumper patrol is whenever you try to give a dog a hug and get snubbed."
What?
Oh man, it's why would you? That's does that happen a lot? Is
how
that
many
a
dogs
constant
are you hugging,
occurrence,
sister?
And how? And how does one get snubbed by the dog? Do you lean in slow and it just turns away? It's like no, I'm not having it. No, I'm okay.
Very coy dog.
Oh man, I've never been snubbed by a dog hug, but I haven't hugged a lot of dogs. I must admit.
No, I haven't either.
In the past I had a very anti-hug stance. I've kind of eased off of that. I've eased the war on hugs. I've eased off of that. But I still haven't hugged many dogs.
I mean, we hugged all the time when we went down to visit.
Nope. Didn't happen once. Never happened.
Happened every morning. You just greeted me with a hug.
Yep, that's weird. Didn't happen once.
Hello, friend. Good morrow to you.
That's exactly how I talk. You've captured my spirit. It's impressive.
Well, you were on a lot of spew at the time. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't remember.
That's true. The days do kind of blur after a while.
Anyway.
The New Today concludes by saying, "Key to Pappies, the New Today."
Thanks. To Pappies. It's stay happy, but okay.
It's keep happy, but it's fine.
I need to go back and listen and find where we started this.
Yeah, I would be curious to know the origin of it.
Yes. Yeah, so thank you, New Today / Sister.
Thank you, New Today / Ben Sister.
So we do have one more thing.
Do we? One more?
We do have one more thing. We have a thing, a voicemail thing, from Mizzy Fizzy Busy.
Oh, wow. The
Yes, the... And
okay.
I will play that right now.
Hey, Ben and Brian, just listened to the last episode. Oh, this is Ms. Fizzbiz, by the way. And I was pretty surprised to learn that my life is going to take a dramatic turn in 5 years and that I'm going to be running a presidential campaign against the new today, no less. So I was a little skeptical about it at first. I didn't really see myself being that political or, you know, having the audacity to launch myself into a national platform straight out of having really no background in politics or government whatsoever. But after a couple minutes of thinking about it, I decided, you know what? Let's do it. So I've started designing my campaign posters. I'm working on a slogan, although I'm not going to let you guys on any of my secrets because the new today is probably listening, and I am not intending to run a shoddy campaign and let her in on any of my secret planning. So, I think in the future, you can expect me to start doing a lot of studying up on political campaign tactics, working on my presidential walk, buying a lot of pantsuits, and possibly digging for some information on the new today to, you know, run a smear campaign if everything doesn't work out. Because, hey, you gotta always have a backup plan. So, I guess what I really want to say is, new today, you might be the official pun pundit of the Happy Cast, but I will become America's sweetheart. And everybody knows a fizz-biz gets what a fizz-biz wants. So I'm laying down the gauntlet right here. Going to start my presidential campaign a little early and get the jump on the new today. And you know what? I'll see you in Washington, and may the best woman win. Fizz-biz out.
And then she drops the mic.
I meant you're dropping her phone at that point.
And it broke.
Oh, man, this is the third time this week.
I really should stop dropping the mic.
Oh, man. Wow, intense, though. The gauntlet has been thrown.
Oh, this is going to be crazy. I can't wait to hear the inevitable attack ads.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait to hear those either. The new today says she loves dogs, but look at this photo of her trying to hug one.
Look at it turning away.
The dog is not having it.
Oh. I can't wait to hear more of this. All right.
I'm very excited. Stay tuned, listeners.
Today,
things are heating up. But yes, let's see those campaign posters. Let's hear those slogans. Yes, let's do this. 2020.
Yes. Do we have anything else?
Oh, we do have one more thing. It's a box that was delivered here to the Happy Cast. Let's open it up, see what's inside, we shall.
I wonder who it's from.
No name on it. Let's just. All right. Oh, it's a. What is? Look at this. Some kind of.
Creepy
looking hand. It's a decrepit looking hand giving the peace sign.
Oh, thanks for the dead hand.
It's dead. I don't know. Maybe some kind of.
I hope it's not alive.
It's a tchotchke. It's not like a thing from the Addams Family. I don't think it seems. It's pretty stiff. There's a note in here. Let's see what it says. To my favorite podcast. That's us, I guess. Thank you.
I hope so, or else it's misdelivered.
Yeah, he's not specific. He doesn't say Happy Cast on here, but to my favorite podcast. I want you to accept this monkey's paw as a token of appreciation for your countless hours of effort. Signed, V.S.
V.S. Is that Viz Sizz?
I don't know. VS could be anybody.
Vitar Sitect? I don't know anyone with VS.
Very strange. It's a monkey's paw. I think I've read about these in literature before. There's some kind of magical wish granting tools.
Oh, like a genie's lamp?
Kind of. I think pretty much like that, but this one looks partially used. There's only two wishes left.
Oh. Alright, so I guess we each get one. We'll just split it up half and half to be fair.
Sure. You want to go first?
Yeah. Let's see. It's going to be a tough one. Okay, all right. All right, here I go. I wish I could have breakfast all day, every day. Oh, no.
What happened? What's going on?
I have Breakfast and Tiffany stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah. I mean, me too. It's kind of normal.
No, it's not normal for me. This never happens until you start singing it. And you haven't started singing it yet.
And I say, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's?
That's the version I have stuck in my head, is you singing it. I'm starting to think there might be negative consequences from wishing on this thing.
I don't remember that in the story I read. I thought, you know, people made wishes and everything was cool. And they, I don't know. It's...
Why is this happening then? I don't have breakfast. There's no breakfast here. And that finger is definitely down.
Yep. Well,
what's yours?
Right. I'm gonna save mine for later. I'm not so sure I wanna deal with this kind of dark magic right now. Seems
what'd
like
you make
idea.
Me deal with the dark magic?
I didn't know, man. I thought you just have like unlimited pancakes or something.
Well, that's what I wanted, but you read the book. I didn't.
I wasn't paying attention. I was in like high school lit class. I might have fallen asleep. Who knows?
Oh, thanks a lot, VS.
Well, anyway, I guess apologies to Ben, but thanks for the gift. Let's wrap up this podcast. That concludes this week's edition of HappyCast. Thank you for joining us. Hope we'll see you next week. Until then, remember,
stay
keep happy.
Happy.
Brian, you've had a week to get clean, and yet you're holding a can of spew right now.
No, hey, this is my last can. I just finished it. We're done. I'm clean. No more. I'm done with the spew, man. I'm kicking the habit. Don't worry about me, boss, man. I got it taken care of.
But you just had several in the past hour. Just because it's the last you have doesn't make you clean.
Man, I mean, I do have this third can. Let me go ahead and just open that. I'm stressed. I need another drink.
Where'd you get a third can?
Oh, when you weren't looking, Howard Dean gave it to me.
This is the last straw. According to the company rules, I had to fire you. You're easily replaceable.
Wait. Hold on. You gotta give me more chance. I've got an idea.
What is it?
Ben, toss me that monkey's paw we got earlier. Okay, so, there's nothing in the rule book that says I can't use a monkey's paw to beat addiction. There's nothing in the handbook that says that. You weren't that specific, so.
I guess you've got me there.
All right. You think about this. I mean, look at Ben. Ben's immune to addiction. He's got that special blood that keeps him from being addicted to things. So, I wish I was more like Ben.
Ben, are you okay?
This feels weird.